Blog Talk Radio.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All up, all up, no support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. I am so relentless, artist, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, kingdom assignment, spirit feel, yeah, yeah, all up inside me, I support you, yeah, all the evil, and my end, if you send it out, I will, this is your daughter, kingdom supporter, taking the Jesus, I'm a supporter.
Jesus and I'm a support, and if you not then you know who my source. I'm free from the greed, I'm good on the Forbes. So me in the grave, that girl is a corpse. On this side it's different, for kingdom we stand. We tryna get souls, not tryna get bands. We tryna be whole, go ahead keep your mans. My life got his promise, my life got his hand. When you see Jesus you see it all new. When you get Jesus he make you all new. We on a mission, we go up by twos. That oil be dripping like I got the juice. Go ahead and give a shout out to K. Jesus 2020, it ain't can't relate. Are you in good hands, supporting all states? One kingdom, one body, we rep them all day.
Cause there is no one else that supports you like he has to. He do. If you like to turn it up for the kingdom, then he got you. He got you. If you know about it, he gon' bring that fire. Yes, you know we bought that kingdom supply. Yes, we turn it up, we pray to the Most High. Cause we are about it, no one could do it like he do it.
I am exclusive, y'all. I am a king's kid, y'all. It's not about me. Christ inside me. I support, kingdom assignment. Spirit feel, yeah, yeah. All up inside me.
To the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music. We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby. Let's go!
I don't know.
If God has been good to you on this week, on today, then you got a reason to celebrate. You guys, welcome to the KS Radio Show. It's your boy, KS, the legend. I'm here with another exclusive interview with my guest, none other than Faith Torres. We kicked off the show with the intro, the KS Anthem, featuring REO Music, Gigi, and the homie, the beautiful, talented Melanie Williams. And then right after that, signature with I Got the Victory. Because it's important that we know that we fight from victory. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from the place of victory. And whatever you're going, whatever season you're in, just know that you have the victory. And the reason why you're alive is so you can claim the victory. But like I said, Faith Torres is my guest. I'm going to open up the show in prayer. We got a lot of callers on the line. Again, I'm going to open up the show with prayer. We're going to get Faith Torres in here in queue. She's going to share her testimony and more. So first and foremost, Father God, thank you for this beautiful day here in Cincinnati. Thank you, Lord, for just waking us up, oh God. Lord, I'm praying right now, and I'm asking right now that you will bless my listeners. Give us your peace. Give us your boldness. Continue to pour out your spirit on all flesh. Help us do the right thing. Give us confidence to do what we have been called to do, oh God. And Lord, for anybody that is listening now, if they don't know you, towards the beginning of the show, hopefully that something that is said on today, on tonight, that will, you know, prick their heart, that will, you know, send in their mind, that will consider the offer that we will give them towards salvation at the end of the show. Bless my guest, Faith Torres. Bless her children, oh God. Bless her ministry, oh God. Bless her household, oh God. Whatever she's going through right now, God, let her know that she can lean on you in full confidence to know that you are not only able, but you can and that you will. Whatever it is that she's standing in need of, that you can and that you will. So, Lord, have your will on today. Have your will on tonight. Bless every listener, oh God. Bless my partnerships as we go forth to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to preach the cross and Jesus crucified. And I pray that souls will be touched today, and I pray that someone somewhere will give their life to Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen again. Hopefully you guys can hear me loud and clear. If you haven't called in yet, the number is 914-205-5471. On the line right now, shout out to all of the people that are supporting me through the internet link as well. Faith Torres, are you here, sis? How you feeling?
Hey, my brother.
Yo, yo, loud and clear. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm just blessed to be here. Like you said, blessed to be alive for another day.
Amen. Well, I am blessed to have you on the show. And I've been told by a little birdie that you also have another interview this upcoming Monday mm-hmm. with the homie Jay Jarrett.
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
Are you excited for that interview as well?
I'm sorry?
For that interview as well?
I'm excited for everything that's happening this year, and I'm excited for everybody who's doing, you know, kingdom work, everybody who's finding their way on this narrow path. I'm excited for everybody, so absolutely.
Amen. Well, I'm going to give you a round of applause, and then we're going to jump right into this exclusive interview tonight.
Thank you.
All right. So welcome to the show. If I'm not mistaken, this is your second time on the show, and you have
Yay.
Some treats in your goodie bag for us tonight.
Oh, yes. Some good treats, some healthy treats.
Oh, yeah. Anytime Faith comes on the show, just expect something great. That's all I can say. I'm definitely excited for tonight, and I'm excited for Monday. So I'm going to be tuning in as well. But for those who don't know you, Ms. Faith Torres, give us a short summary mm-hmm. of your testimony.
Summary, because my testimony is like a mini-series to be continued type status, but it's going right now, and I'm just so thankful. Short version, born and raised Bronx, New York, you know, Bronx girl. I have been through trials and tribulations. I've, you know, been incarcerated. I have had a lot of ups and downs, trials and tribulations that have, you know, brought me to Jesus Christ. I lived for the world, made music for the world, didn't until I found Jesus in 2004. I was saved, but it wasn't over. As we know, being tested in this life is almost inevitable. It's always going to happen. So we gotta prepare for, you know, the next battle. And God is good throughout it all. I've had a rough battle, but I'm so thankful for it. I wouldn't change it for the world. And before you started the show, as you was doing your interludes or your intros to your show, there was a brother that gave like a spoken word, and he said Jesus was an activist. And I had to write it down because it just spoke to me like right there, because I have done activism work, and it's for like the Black and Brown communities, because we have a different struggle. And I don't think a lot of people recognize it. Like, a lot of people would say, oh, there's no such thing as racism. However, I would disagree, because I've seen racism. I've seen it. You know, we witness it every day, you know, on the news. We witness it in public school curriculum. We witness it almost every day. So I was touched, because I've been feeling burdened on my heart to go back to activism work, to start reaching out to the community. And it's something that I want to, with your permission and your blessing, to also speak about on the show today, because I think there's a lot of believers and non-believers are struggling with certain systems that are in place that actually keep us bound up. They keep us captive in a lot of ways. And one particular system is just our justice system, the prison system, or the child care, foster care, child welfare system. You know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of bondage in those systems. And they often target Brown and Black households. They often target our children and our parents and our younger parents and parents that live in separate households, you know, the co-parenting households. You know, as believers, there's really not a ministry for baby mamas and baby daddy drama. And the Lord has always put that on my heart. Like, when is somebody going to make a ministry for all my baby mamas and baby daddies that are in the struggle with co-parenting and dealing with this beast system that only tears down the family dynamic even further than what, you know, certain institutions have already done to our grandparents and forefathers before us. So, yes, my testimony involves prison time, dealing with child welfare systems, representing myself pro se in a court of law, being bullied by judges, being threatened to be thrown in prison because I wanted to exercise my constitutional right. I've been through all of it, and I've persevered, and God has taught me a lot. But he's been weighing on my heart, because he's like, you know, you can't forget about the community, the people. Like that brother said, Jesus was an activist. He also said to love thy neighbor. So loving thy neighbor is loving your community. It's loving the people of your community. It's loving thy neighbor. So, you know, it's been a long walk, but I am so ready. I'm so ready. And we have so many giants to slay that come to target our people and our children. And I just feel like it is so time for us as the body, as believers, and even if it's non-believers, we need to rise up as a community, all in one, you know, because we are stronger together. We are stronger together. And, you know, that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to use what I've been through to help other people get through these systemic issues that cause poverty, that cause oppression, that cause bondage, and ultimately affects our children. So that's where my heart is right now.
Amen. I want to say when I met you, you were looking for people that you can connect with that will get you mm-hmm. in the front of, you know, crowds, such as, you know, speaking out against things like this. And I'm not sure if you guys are still in contact or not, or if he helped in any way. But I do remember mm-hmm. you being an activist and being a, you know, a voice for, you know, those systems to, you know, get out of the way, to be slayed, to be right. dismantled, and to, you know, instead of, you know, being in place, being out of place, so to speak, or at least not being so influential or, you know, so impactful for, you know, the minorities, or as you call them, the Black and Brown. Because a lot of people, they yeah. do rely on the system. My mother, you know, she's on Social Security and everything, And right. and even now, like even, you know, as old as she is, she still depends on the system. Okay?
Right.
So but we don't have to depend on the system because the earth is the Lord's and, you know, whoever dwells in the earth thereof. So
Amen.
Anyway, I completely understand what you're talking about. But yes, I met you during your hardcore journey of being a voice.
Yes.
So I remember that. I remember that. And then you told me about your song that you redid with Nas's beat, and I played it a couple of times on the show as well, and I interviewed you, and here you are on tonight. So you're not only a voice, but you're also a female rapper who got some of the coldest bars that I have ever heard, and I love your transparency and your lyrics. And tonight you have two exclusive songs in the gun, and I'm gonna just let them fire off. You hear me? I can't wait
yes.
for the KS Nation to hear these songs. You feel me?
Yes. I'm excited for Higher. We got Brother Yawiani from Mississippi representing. And when I tell you, I hit this brother up on Instagram. I was feeling him. He came hard body. I forgot what track I heard of his. I just knew this brother has so much fuego. I was like, oh, my goodness, this brother. I knew it. I said, this is him. This is him because I have so many blank beats. And I said, I need a feature. I want a feature. And when I tell you I sent this brother the beat, I didn't even tell him what time zone to time in at. And when I tell you this brother timed in the, like, perfect. Like, he did it so on point. I was like, you're kidding me. He nailed it. Like, he nailed it. I knew. I said, okay, God, I know this song is going to be, because this brother, like, his heart spoke. He was just on it. He was on it from start to finish. He ended at the exact time with a beat drop. It was amazing. And I was like, this is so awesome. And I wrote that in the midst of going through a false narrative that was filed against me by a very upset family member because I stand for different morals, and my character has changed a lot because I have come to the Lord, and I don't do things the way I used to do things. I'm a different faith. I'm new. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, I'm a new creation in Christ. You right? So not everybody's going to like you for that. And sometimes it's going to be your own family members that will backstab you, betray you, talk about you, file false complaints on you just to bring drama in your life. And when I tell you, God is amazing. So I'm going to keep it 100 transparent. I had to turn myself in on a falsified warrant, okay? So I went ahead like the Bronx boogie down girl I am. I said, let me face the music. I'm not going to run and hide. Let me go to the place and turn myself in because I'm innocent. I'm not guilty. I'm going to straighten this out. And when I tell you, listen, if I was not in prison before, I would never have been able to handle Hamilton County. Let me tell you, that was a COVID hotbed waiting to happen. I said, how dare you people give us face masks? I said, did you see how filthy this cell is? Listen, I was standing for 8 hours, okay? I was like, I'm not touching anything in this cell. I can't wait to get out of here. So, you know, long story short, I got out, case dismissed. You shoot your shot, but you miss. Like a price tag, I'm brand new, baby. So I had to write Higher. That all came from an experience I had with having to go turn myself into Hamilton County. I had a family member file a false allegation against me. All this drama come against me. And I said, wow, God. And one of my spiritual mothers said, don't you know, new levels, new devils. You know, every time you climb higher on that mountaintop, you gotta have your sword in one hand like Prophet Nehemiah. He was building the walls of Jerusalem with one hand, but in the other hand, he had a sword because he was ready to slay the enemy. He was ready to be attacked because as he was building God's kingdom, here come the enemies trying to take you down. So, you know, we got to start loving on one another and teaching each other how to battle. Because let me tell you something, people come and they're going to come at you hard, especially when you're trying to build the kingdom. And unfortunately, not everybody experiences that. But my testimony, I have experienced people, and there's probably other people that have been betrayed by family members that are probably ashamed to talk about it, but I'm 100 with my testimony. So that's where the song Higher came from, because I knew that God was taking me to the next level, and I had to rise above. I had to just be a big girl, turn myself in, let them know I was innocent, clear the air. It hurt, you know what I'm saying? It hurt a lot, you know, but I was like, okay, it's all good, you know, because God will show you who you're going to keep in your life and who you got to cut off, you know, and sometimes you need to love people from a distance. You know, you could still love people because God calls us to love people, but he does not call us to be doormats for people. You know, that's another thing we got to remember. Most of the most bravest, profound people in the Bible had to slay an enemy, including David. David slayed Goliath and brought his head back. You get me? So we got to start slaying these demons, and we also have to protect ourselves too. You know, we got to protect ourselves because some people don't always mean us well. Some people come to steal, kill, and destroy from our lives. And sometimes it's the people you love, unfortunately. But praise glory to God. Chase dismissed. And I'm a free little birdie flying high. And I really, after that experience, I think God was like, you see, I told you about the activism. I told you. And I was like, okay, God, I promise I won't forget about the system because it's really messed up and it really doesn't work for our people. It actually just brings our people down. So, you know, the Lord kind of gave me a little reminder that, you know, we still got a lot of correcting to do in the kingdom, but it's all good. You know, I'm ready. I'm just going to take my time. Baby steps, but I'm trying to get there.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into your first exclusive song of the night. Here is Faith Torres with Higher featuring Yahweh Yoni. Check it out right here.
Yahweh Yoni. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
Hey. New Nation Music, baby. Taking you higher with the Messiah. Ooh, babe. The enemy owes me for everything that he stole. Tenfold, just like Job, so you know. I be still lean back into a church clap. He never leave me nor forsake me, so how's that? He make my enemies my footstool, I never lose. I'm not guilty, case dismissed, shoot your shot. But you miss like a price tag, I'm brand new. Keep it cool, cause I'm wiser now. You can't blame me for that fooling if you only knew that victory awaits for his children at the pearly gates. Life is not a mistake, so stay awake for the kingdom's sake. I'm watching out for them snakes because they love to take. I never hesitate. I fly high like that eagle. I stay legal, never MIA. West Beanie Seagull, you heard? Taking you higher with the Messiah.
Never thought they had me, thought they locked me in. Back then, I was at my lowest, I was bound to sin. Had to realize that I'm a son of a king. Death, sin in this world, I'm a conqueror, I'm all. I put God in my walk, you can say that I'm holy. I'ma get to heaven one day, maybe slowly but surely. Got the Bible, I'm towing. Case the devil wanna smoke, you better duck all these scriptures. Glock, nah, all that Drake, how they shoot at my mouth. In the midst of trouble when it seem like I can't get out. In a sunken place, God can taste reality. If I just only believe, Christ died for my sins, open my eyes to see. Best of favor elevated. Rebels LA, they sedated. They can spit, but ain't no truth. I'ma be the one that take the stand. I'm preaching in the booth. Trying to save some souls. Make them glow. Do it for the young.
Let's go. Yeah. I'd rather kill you with the truth than love you with a lie. That's right.
straight fire boy on the playlist tonight, man. That was something exclusive, y'all. Something unreleased from my guest, Faith Torres. Man, if y'all ain't called the fire department on her yet, wait until y'all hear this second track that I'm going to play. It's 8:30, y'all, man. Y'all know what time it is. I want to give the shout-out on my end. But because, Faith, you are my guest, my next question for you is, who would you like to give a shout-out to tonight?
I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's listening. I want to give a shout-out to all the artists that are on your playlist and everybody who's been collaborating together and showing love for the kingdom, building each other up. I want to give a shout-out to all my children that I love so much. I want to give a shout-out to the Most High King, the one true Alpha and Omega, our Father, seated on the Most High throne in heaven. And I want to give a shout-out to you, Alicio, because you are always – you're like my boy. You're like my ride or die, brother. Like, I can't go wrong with my brother Alicio here, you know. So I want to give a shout-out to all the listeners, your show, and, you know, all the people that are coming together for God's kingdom.
Amen. Goyi is chimed in right now. He wants to say hello.
Goyi!
So he wants to give you a shout-out.
That's my big brother, like, for real. Like, I swear, in another life, me and him was eating arroz con pollo in the Bronx somewhere, like, for real, though.
I'm glad that I connected y'all, for real, because you guys have collabed on, you know, some of your tracks and you on some of his tracks, and it's been a beautiful process for me to just sit back and watch and just get excited as if it's my song that's been released. I'm glad that I connected y'all, for real.
Yes, that is my brother, like, for real, though. I call him Big Brother. Like, he'd be like little sis. I'm like, Big Brother. That's why I call him.
All right,
like,
now I know Goyi, he got a few words. So I'm going to let him in here, and I know he's going to be quick because he's not long-winded. Goyi, man, you there, bro?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yo, Goyi in the building.
We hear you.
Salute. Look, I thank you, Alicio, for letting me talk. Cause, yo, brother, it's time, man. I get up at 4:30 to get in the gym at 5, and I got my twin son down here laying next to me, so we're about to take it upstairs. But, yo, I just want to say, Faith, man, that's my sister from another mother. I love her like a sister. And, man, she is so spiritual and so gifted, man. When we first connected, thanks to you, Alicio, because, Alicio, you've not just connected me to Faith, but you've connected me to a lot of brothers, man, a lot of artists.
Amen.
So I praise God for you and the connection.
Amen.
But, man, sis, your music, that new joint, you never sent me that. I thought I was VIP. I was supposed to get that first, right?
Oh, my bad. Yeah. I know I sent you one. I know, my bad.
It's all
forgive
good. It's all good. You know how we roll. You know, we could do that another time, but I like to encourage you and just keep you lifted in prayer as you go and continue to do God's work, because it's going to get better. And we're not done. We still got something lined up, you know. But it's
Amen.
All God's timing. And I got a couple of things lined up. I got a lot of things lined up. I'm not lying. But in due season, we'll get back on the mountaintop. But I just wanted to say, man, keep your grind for the Lord. And I've been praying for you and the family and all that. And Alicio, to
Amen.
You too, man. That God continues to expand your territory for his honor and glory, man. And I'm proud of you, man. So
Amen.
I'm out of here, man. I'm about to jump in the bed because I'm an old papi chulo, man. I'm tired, bro.
Hey,
yeah, take care.
Pa. Buenas noches, papi. Take care. I love
ya tu sabe. Ya tu sabe. You know how we roll.
That's hey,
man, I appreciate
real,
the
though.
Homie Goyi so much, bro, man. Me and Goyi, man, Amen. We can talk for hours about our children, about life, and I'm really honored to still have that friendship with him after all these years of doing radio, doing ministry, you know, loving on him loving on me, and right first. Shout out
Amen.
To the homie, though. You big talk. That higher track, who produced that track, and when are you planning to release it?
What you mean produce? I basically write and produce all my own stuff, and most of the artists that I work with pretty much produce their own lyrics and et cetera. The beat is by Tone Jones. I purchased that beat, so I like to Tone Jones got some little fire beats, so I go see my boy Tone Jones online, Anybody, you could just, you know, Google him up. He's got a nice little website, and he does give good prices, and he also gives free beats when you make purchases. So he's all fair game, and I like working with him. So yeah, Tone Jones is on the beat. Yawiani's on his verse, and I did the hook and my own verse. So I normally produce all my own stuff.
Amen. Now, Faith, I know as an artist, as a woman of God, you appreciate new things, including new music, right?
Amen.
So
yes.
I also know that you speak a little Spanish. Now, check this out. Now, on the new music tip, I got this new song from the homie Evan Kraft. It's his new remix that just dropped like 4 hours ago. So I'm going to play this song next, and then we got more with you. This is the brand new song that nobody else got, by the way. Nobody else got. I'm the first one to play it. Evan Kraft with Be All Right Remix featuring KB and Sam Riviera. Y'all, man, they speak in English and Spanish. So I need y'all to turn on y'all ears and enjoy this track, man. Let's get it, man. Let's go. Evan Kraft, Be All Right Remix. Check it out.
Don't know about some view. Everything will be all right. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. You don't know how to stop yet. There's been so many things that I just never said. Like all the things I think about when I'm in bed. I never really liked to hear that I was wrong. I saw my motivation never saw the sun. The strange super cloudy, I'm used to the night. I lost so many things, almost lost my sight. It all changed when I found you. Decided to throw everything and run towards you. I'll never be lost now. I got you right by my side. I know you'll never leave. Narrow road, lost some bros on the shoulder. See, it's getting colder, but I know what he told us. They gon' hold you down, but the crown gonna hold up. Yes, indeed, oh, my melody is by the day, and I will never leave. I don't need to die for me to rest in peace. The recipe, half a cup of liver, water, fresca. Singing D-O-S-V-L, he cumple su promesa. Wherever, let me see, has been looking good on me. Ooh, yeah, from my 2020 to some 23. Ooh, yeah, I just wanna see you through the pain now. Hide anything but your face down. Face down, I pray. Your promise is a painkiller. Who gon' put the shame on the shame? Never stained in us. I don't want no fame or no praise. Let your name's in it. We gon' be okay. Listen.
Don't think it's on my side again. Everything will be alright.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hey, this your boy Queese, man, and you listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked. Let's go.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, y'all, man, fresh off that brand new track by Evan Kraft, that BRI remix, man. And I don't know what you're going through, but I just want to encourage you and let you know that I promise you, you're going to be all right. Whatever struggle you're going through, you're going to be all right. If you ain't got no money in your pocket, it's going to be all right because payday next week. You feel me? If you ain't got no gas in your car, you better ask somebody to cash out you $5 because it's going to be all right. You feel me, Faith Torres, or do you feel me?
That's right. Amen.
It's going to be all right. I know we tend to worry about a lot of things that are non-essential because Jesus told us not to worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, or what we're going to wear because he already took care of all of it. You feel me?
Amen.
Now that's the word, man.
Yes.
You can't argue with me.
Yes.
You can argue with the word, though. I mean, you can argue
right.
with me, but you can't argue with the word. You feel me? Because that's in the Bible. You feel me? Those are them red letters. Right. Y'all better pay attention. I'm hanging out with the homie Faith Torres, man. What you think about that Evan Kraft track?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Amazing. I love it. It's a beautiful track. Beautiful track.
Amen. Now, Faith Torres, I know summer's around the corner. You got anything, you know, that you got any performances coming up or any, like, live events coming up? Or, like, are you touring? Are you selling merch in the summer? Let us know what you're doing this summer.
Well, I got merch for sale. I got my New Nation sweatshirts for sale, which are pretty dope. And the girl who did them, you know, she goes to my church. And shout out to Giovanni who did my sweatshirt. She did a good job. But that's pretty much it for merch. I got my New Nation 2 Corinthians sweatshirts. And I am going to be probably doing a live Kindred Award show. That is coming up in June. He did, Brother Tim Ewing is doing an award ceremony show for all different gospel sectors of music. And I know I was nominated. I don't know if I've won yet, but I know I was nominated. So, thank you to everyone who did vote, by the way. But I believe he said it was supposed to be live. However, now he thinks it's supposed to be online live, not in person live. So it's still a little unclear. I just, because first he wanted to do the show in person live in Detroit. I believe it was either Maryland. I believe it was Maryland. I'm not opposed, you know, to traveling. I like traveling. So, but he did email me and said that it might just go live on the internet. I don't know if it's going to be Facebook yet, but I'll definitely keep you posted and send you any flyers on that. And that's pretty much about it.
Now with your merch, we got about 15 callers on the line. We got a countless number of people listening on the internet, and I don't know how many people are going to listen to this interview afterwards. So if people want to get a hold of, you know, a T-shirt, a hoodie, how can people contact you?
Yep, we got hoodies.
Yeah.
They can either go to my Facebook page.
Purchase a hoodie.
Absolutely. Yep. They can go to friend request me on Facebook or send me a private messenger on Facebook. My name's Faith Torres, E-S at the end. And then on Instagram, it's New Nation, EST.16. So they can either Instagram me or Facebook me anytime. Let me know. We got white or black. We got small, medium, and larges and extra larges left. And every purchase will come with a prayer card, and the sweatshirts are only $45. And I'll ship it free anywhere in the U.S., though. I'll pay for shipping.
Amen.
And if they want to pay, they can pay me through Cash App.
Amen. Now if you listening in the U.K. or something, we have to get back to you because their international shipping ain't no joke.
Right.
So if you live in the U.S., it's free shipping. Okay, hit up Faith Torres,
yes.
Not with a Z. She's not related to me, but it is with an S. So check her out, inbox her, like she said, and, you know, make sure that you support her in any which way, shape, form that you can. Even if you want to sponsor her to, you know, make it to the award show in June, you could do that too. Definitely support Faith Torres. Faith, with another song in queue, Walk by Faith, featuring Nehemiah, which is, if I'm not mistaken, your next release. Do you have a release date for this song yet?
No, I'm anticipating to get everything. Walk by Faith is still raw and unmastered, the version that you have. So, and by the way, I want to thank Mike Flemings. You know, that's my boy. He's been helping me out with doing the music portion of it. And CJ, too. CJ. And you introduced me to CJ, matter of fact. But, yes, Walk by Faith, the version you have, it's raw and unmastered. So that still needs to be mastered. But I'm anticipating to have once Walk by Faith is mastered and ready to go, I'm basically ready to go. So I want to set either a date for June for both of those to drop, depending on the release dates that DistroKid, you know, gives me that to select.
Well, we're giving y'all the raw and uncut version tonight, y'all. Is Christ Jr. going to master it or mix and master it for you?
No, I don't think it's not Christ. It's not Christ Jr. Mike Flemings is going to help me out with that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're gonna go ahead and get into this raw, uncut, exclusive track by Faith Torres called Walk by Faith, featuring Nehemiah. Now, is Nehemiah one of your sons? Because I know that you told me one of these sons has a son on it. Is this the one?
He's the youngest. He's the youngest. He's 5.
All right. So he's 5. Tristan's 5. I'm going to have to get Tristan on the track. Some make him do a drop for daddy or something. So we're going to go ahead and get into this track, y'all. This is raw, uncut, and exclusive. This is Faith Torres with Walk by Faith, featuring her youngest son, Nehemiah. Check it out on the KS for this.
when I cannot see. I walk by faith, even when I cannot see. I'm praying for the wars and rumors of wars. Awake up, America. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. Only Jesus saves. Life is like an ocean being tossed by the waves. Hurricanes, tsunamis of pain. Some folks only in this for the fame. But he took away my shame. And no season ever stay the same. Come on, cause sorrow may last for the night. Even when I cannot see, I walk by faith. Even when I cannot see, I'm slaying every Goliath in my way. No matter the storm, I know my God reigns. His word sharper than a blade. In his image I'm made. We living in the last days. Wake up, cause it's time to get saved. Kingdom crusade, cause every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess the resurrected king from Calvary. Every knee will bow.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
Hey y'all, what's happening? This is Gigi, and I pray that blessings are coming your way. This is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and the exclusive music.
Hey everyone, it's Faith Torres, and you're listening to KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music, so keep it locked.
What's up, KS Nation? This your boy, Marty the Greatest. And I'm rocking with my bro, Alicio, a.k.a.
Kiss the Legend.
And you are now caught up in a lit-tuation on the KS Radio Show.
Hey, man, we keep it lit, even with the exclusive music. That was something raw and uncut. straight from the press. That was Faith Torres with Walk by Faith, featuring her youngest son, Nehemiah, who did a beautiful job. I'm a little envious because Tristan ain't never been on the show. I might have to take a page out of your notebook, Faith, and get him in the booth.
Okay, yeah. It's fun.
Get him in the booth, get him on the phone, on the mic or something.
You know what's funny? Because you remember that song by Nas, I Know I Can Be What I Want to Be, Be What I Want to Be.
Mm-hmm.
I always, because see, I grew up on that kind of hip-hop, so I always thought about having a track where it would just be the kids in kind of like an acapella or some kind of a hook where they can either recite a scripture. So it was funny because Nehemiah has always known that prayer. I used to put him to bed with that prayer as like a little baby. And by the time he was two, he could recite that prayer. And wow. I remember when I was writing this song, I was like, okay, something's missing. Like something to God needed to be given, like something of a scripture or something else. And Nehemiah was, he knows basically all of my songs. He's with me all the time. I'm writing and when I'm rehearsing and when I'm in the studio, he comes with me. He's like my little shadow. Like I don't let him out of my sight. So he's been so attentive to my music. And I was like, do you want to say the prayer for me? Because originally I was just going to say the prayer. And when I heard him recite the prayer, I said, God, I gotta put him on this song because, you know, God wants us to bring us our children. You know, we need to bring our children to the Lord. We need to present our children to the Lord, you know. And if we're not teaching our kids, you know, little Bible verses or even just start with one Bible verse every night that you recite to your child and you recite it with your child. You recite it to them and then you have them say it with you. And you do it repetitively every night, or you do a new Bible verse every month so that they can learn it. Because kids learn things so fast. Like, I was shocked. I have video of Nehemiah. By the time he was, like, 2.5, almost 3, he could recite that prayer. And it kind of showed me how important it is to teach our children when they are young. That's why it also says in the Bible, when you teach your children while they are young, they will not depart from it. They will not depart from the word of the Lord when you teach it to them. When you teach your children the word of the Lord, they will not depart. When they grow up, they won't depart from it. So I was just compelled. I was overwhelmed to have him recite it, and I knew I had to have him recite it. So, and every time I hear it, I still cry at the end of that because I wrote that from a place of, like, pain and heartache. I knew when I heard that beat, it was so beautiful because that beat breaks down. You have several different bridges in that beat. And I was just like, this beat is awesome. It was amazing. And I was like, I'm ready. So I would recite it with him in a car almost every day. That I would play nothing but that empty beat with no lyrics to it. And I'd be like, okay, Nehemiah, this is your part. And he'd be like, our Father who art in heaven. It was an amazing experience. So, yeah, definitely you should, you know, get Tristan onto it and start reciting with him and stuff like that. And it's an awesome experience.
So, Faith, I haven't told anybody else what I'm about to tell you, you know, including the listeners as well. But me and Tristan, we do a Bible story every night. His favorite story is, of course, David and Goliath. And we pick he picks the story. Of course, I want him to, you know, be able to recite it back to me, you know, what happened in the story,
yes.
Who was involved.
Right.
And he picks up on it, and the fact that he can recite it back to me, it not only shows that he was listening, but he was focused on what was going on. So, again, we pick a different story every night once he learns the story and who was in it, whatever. And last week we were doing Lazarus, and Mary and Martha, they had sent a message to Jesus, right? And I don't know where Jesus was at. He was in the next town or whatever. And, you know, Jesus waited two more days wherever he was at. And when he came, Lazarus was already dead. He had been in the tomb for 4 days. And, like, I would ask Tristan just out the blue, Tristan, who was Lazarus? And he would say he's the man who Jesus called from the grave. And I said, who else was in the story? He would say the two women, Mary and Martha. And it paid off because this past Saturday, past Friday and Sunday last week, there was a community event. And, you know, everybody was doing all these good activities. And I asked Tristan to recite it. Like, who was Lazarus? And he answered. And he said, like, where was that in the Bible? And he got a prize for it. So it pays off for our children to know who the Lord is, what happened in the Bible, what the scriptures say. Because, like you said, say, they're going to retain it. And I always tell Tristan that your brain holds knowledge and nobody can take that from you.
Yes.
So it pays off, sir. And I completely understand where you're coming from. And to see and hear, you know, Tristan being 5 years old, be able to do that on his own, like at the snap of a finger, it brings me pure joy. Not only am I introducing him to, you know, music, Christian hip-hop, but I'm also, you know, instilling the word of God through these, you know, these childlike biblical stories that he can understand.
Yes.
Again, I can go on and on and on. And now he does his own prayers at night. Lord, I thank you for my food. Lord, I thank you for my toys. I'm like, more toys don't mean nothing. But okay, whatever. Keep going. I thank you for my parents. I thank you for that car to take me to and from school. Like, go ahead, Tristan. You just let it all out, and then you just say amen at the end. I'm proud, boy. I'm proud. Anyway, it pays off for our children to know the Lord and to know the things of the Lord. And I'm excited to see what they're going to be when they grow up, when they go off to school and get around older kids and et cetera. It's pure joy for me, and I love the fact that that I had a partake in that, and that God smiles down on him because of that.
Yes, amen. Absolutely.
If you are listening and you are a parent, or you are, you know, a mother expecting a child, take note, because it pays off to be present in your child's life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Amen.
So don't give your children up. They're blessings from the Lord. Yes, they can make you frustrated. Ain't that right, Faith?
Mm-hmm.
But they are blessings
from
the Lord. They are blessings from the Lord. I do have a quick shout-out. I want to give a quick shout-out to ShalomTeam.com, who is a sponsor of this interview. Of course, we heard Gloria Shalom in her commercial earlier, but you guys could tap the link to her website in the description below, and you can click the link and shop today. She has affordable prices for all fashion boutique items for women of every size. Get on the website, click the link, and hopefully you can find your size and support her ministry and her business. Faith, are you ready for some more music?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
So I got this new joint by the homie Zay Jones. If you guys are familiar with Zay Jones, then y'all know he dropped Move Around back in November. This is his latest, newest track called Light Rider. And it's different, it's unique. It has like a futuristic kind of beat. And again, it's a new song. We play new music and exclusive music here on the KS Radio Show. So without any further ado, you guys, this is Zay Jones with Light Rider, KS Radio Show, man. Y'all keep it locked. We got more with Faith Torres coming up next. And if you want to interact, you just got to press the number one key to be live on the show. Here's Light Rider by Zay Jones. Check it out.
Do you fall when you need it? process. Pray spirit man still attached to your body when you realize it. Light right up.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man, Jay Nib, right out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm coming to you to let you know you already tuned in to the best station in the nation. It's the KS Radio Show, so make sure you stay tuned in for exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Up next is the beautiful, talented Glory Shalom with her new track titled Hosanna, and she actually just shot a video for this and released it. It is active, it is live, it is ready for you to watch it on YouTube. So check this track out. This is Glory Shalom with Hosanna. And after the show, you guys could check out the Hosanna video on YouTube. But without any further ado, here is Glory Shalom with Hosanna. Check it out.
this is Isaac Whitaker of the Charging Station Radio and the Charging Station Network. And you are plugged in to Cincinnati's very own Alicio Torres right here on the KS Radio Show, bringing you the best in inspirational hip-hop music. It is the KS Lynchin' Boys.
Hey, what's up, family? It's your boy, James L. Patterson, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
All right, y'all, man. That was the seventh song in the none other than Faith Torres. That was Glory Shalom with Hosanna. Again, you can check out her music video to that song on YouTube. Just type in Glory Shalom and Hosanna, and it'll pop up in the search engine, in the search bar, and you guys could subscribe, hit that notification bell, and even leave a comment and let her know what you think about this song, how you was vibing to it, and everything like that. Shout-out to the homie, Faith Torres, who is my guest tonight. I want to give a big shout-out to my mom that just called into the show, that's listening live, as well as Glory Shalom herself. I believe we still got Tavy So Wavy in the building, and my big sister, Ani, that's listening live right now, and everybody that's listening via the internet link. So thank you all for your support. Faith Torres, what do you think about that Hosanna track by Glory Shalom?
It was beautiful. I think there's a lot of talented people that you've played tonight, including Mr. Evan and Signature, Glory Shalom, just everyone. Very beautiful.
Amen. Well, Faith, I do know the time is of the essence. So before we get out of here, before we let you go, can people get a hold of you on social media?
They can hit me up, send me a friend request on Facebook, or you can follow me on Instagram. On Instagram, I'm newnation.est16. And on Facebook, I just use my regular name, Faith Torres. So anyone can feel free to friend request me, message me, hit me up. It's all good.
Amen. Now, I do know that you have a couple of shout-outs before you get out of our hair or me out of your hair or whatever. So any last-minute shout-outs you want to give?
Yes, I want to give some thank yous for all my brothers, because I only have brothers on my list. I need some sisters. But I got a lot of my brothers down. So I got CJ Blanco. I give a little thank you for my brother. He's been treating me good with that studio. My brother Mike Flemings, he's been helping me out. And some of my first people that I was working with, BRM, John Lopez, I want to thank them too because they've helped me along this journey. My feature, Yawiani, give a shout out. And, of course, Alicio. And, of course, my big brother, Go Yee, and all the listeners. I just want to thank everyone for their love and support. And besos, abrazos, kisses and hugs. God bless y'all. Have a good night. And holla at your girl.
Amen. Amen. Well, you guys heard it here first. Exclusive music out the chamber by Faith Torres. Definitely follow her, support her, and buy a hoodie or whatever. But we're going to go ahead and let her go. I got.
Let me put a little prayer card in it for you.
The hoodies are fire. I will say that. I will share the post so you guys can see them. I will put it on the KS Radio Show business page. So you guys to see them, and hopefully you guys will be able to support her and her merch. It's definitely important. But I got one last announcement from RosalynSmithCounseling.com, which is where you can contact Rosalyn for professional counseling services for individuals and couples. And you can check out her website to register for her From Forgiveness to Healing program. It is an 8-week program. And she's here in Cincinnati. She's here in the Ohio area. So click the link to her website in the description and book a session today. Faith, we're going to let you go. But before we let you go, could you pray us out?
Yes, sir. Father God, we thank you for this beautiful night. We thank you for the KS Radio Show. We thank you for all the beautiful artists that have been able to record and distribute their music through the platform of KS Radio Show. Father, we just ask that we lift up everyone's family and we cover us in the blood of Jesus Christ. We just proclaim protection. We proclaim health. We proclaim prosperity and wealth for the children of the kingdom. And we just declare that we are victorious. And we thank Jesus Christ for all of the victory and the cross on Calvary. Amen and amen.
Amen, sis. Well, we're going to go ahead and let you go. Thank you for hanging out with me tonight. I can't wait for Walk by Faith to get mixed and mastered. And I'm going to continue to, you know, keep higher in the queue, in the chamber, to let the people listen to it before it's released. Can't wait for that release. I'm excited for everything that God has you doing and going forth. And I'm probably going to have to call you after the show because I might have an opportunity for you to do something live here in the city. So we'll talk after the show. But God bless you, sis, and thank you for, you know, being my guest tonight exclusively on the KS Radio Show. And I can't wait for us to do it again later on down the line or whenever you want to come back. You know, this is your second home, and my door is always open to you.
Yes, amen. Mwah, mwah. Love you guys. Love you, Alicio. Have a good night, everyone.
All right, good night. Be safe. Quick announcement, you guys, KS Nation. Of course, you guys know that it's the end of the show, but we wouldn't be where we are today without Jesus Christ. So, of course, the interview was great. The music was great. Go Ye calling in and interacting was great. All the listeners are great. But without offering, Jesus done a terrible job, and I don't want to do a terrible job. So I know that for a fact that I'm an imperfect person, just like you are an imperfect person. All the listeners, you guys are not perfect. But what we do know is that because of Christ, because of us giving him our hearts, because of us giving him a chance to make a change in our lives, and he delivered on that promise, he continues to deliver when he wakes us up every morning. Even though our back was against the wall, even though that we had mistakes and sin and dirt on our rags, he still accepted us. He still loved us. And that same love that he showed me, the same love that he showed you guys, he could show to someone else. But we won't know that unless we accept him as Lord and Savior. So I have a salvation clip that I'm going to play next. And then I'm going to make this last announcement, and then we're going to go ahead and get out of your hair. So without any further ado, here is the salvation clip by the homie Reborn. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. That salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now. And we're celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you are.
the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Hey, this is your brother, St. Jones. And you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, y'all, man. We back. And again, Jesus Christ has made a difference in my life. He made a difference in Faith Torres' life. And I promise you, if he's knocking on the door of your heart tonight, he can make a difference once you accept him and let him in. You guys, unfortunately, we got to go. This is the end of the show. We played two exclusive songs by my guest, Faith Torres, on tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Can't wait for the Walk by Faith release and the higher release that we'll be hopefully releasing in June. If DistroKid and the producers and everybody that on Faith's team says the same, she will be back hopefully later on this year. Or, you know, you might be able to catch her at a live event in your city or what have you. If we support her, follow her at newnation.16 on Instagram, and her name is Faith Torres with an S on Facebook. So definitely check her out, tap in with her, and, you know, stay connected with her, encourage her. If you feel led to support her financially in any way, definitely do that as well. I'm excited for the rest of this year. I got guests booked up every Friday until July. I got new merch coming out. I'm working on some designs as we speak. And, yeah, I'm excited. It's about to get hot, and it's about to go up in Jesus' name. But you guys, thank you all for listening to the KS Radio Show tonight. If anybody is feeling led to follow me online, you can follow me at KS Radio Show. That's on Instagram and Twitter. The Facebook business page link is in the description of the show, along with ShalomTree.com, RosalindSmithCounseling.com, HostOfPrayer.com, all of my sponsors. And if you want to sign into my ministry, you can send donations through Cash App, $ capital E-L-I-S-E-O, capital T-O-R-R-E-Z. And you guys, I made a collage today for all the supporters from January to April with all of their KS Radio Show merch. So if you guys want to be a part of that collage that I'm putting out next, then you got to buy a shirt. And you got to put it on. So we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. Much love, peace, and God bless you guys. Continue to keep Christ at the center of everything you do, say, and think, and watch him do the unimaginable. How to say that five times fast. Unimaginable in your life. I got a brand new track by the homie Eddie Pollo. I might probably butcher that last name. Forgive me, Eddie. But we're going to go ahead and get out of here with this brand new song called It's Over. It just dropped 4 hours ago. Check out his video. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here. You guys have a blessed weekend. And for those who are in the Cincinnati tomorrow, there is a free car show by the homies over at Good Enough Garage. It will take place at the Crossroads Church in Mason, Ohio. If you need the flyer, if you need the address, inbox me, because me and Tristan, hopefully my sister, hopefully my mom, we will be making an appearance. So we will be going to go see some cars, and we will be taking some pictures. And if you guys love cars like we do, definitely come out and support the homies at Good Enough Garage. You guys, much love, peace, good night, and God bless. Without any further ado, hopefully I will see you guys on Tuesday for Candid Convos or next week when I have a different guest. But until then, here is Eddie Puyo, P-U-Y-O-L, with It's Over. And for all of that aggression you got built up, for all the haters saying something negative to you, for that drought season you're in, Hill. Amen. Be encouraged, you guys. Here's Eddie with It's Over. Check it out. Much love, peace, good night, and God bless.
So when I say that it's over, it's over, it's over, yeah. Man, I mean that it's over, it's over, it's over, yeah. Game's over. Lights out, game tight, game red. You stack the chips against me, my deepest sympathy. Lights out, game tight, game red. Don't ever bet against me, cause when I say that it's over, it's over, it's over, yeah. Man, I mean that it's over, it's over, it's over, yeah. The game's over. Our Father who art in heaven, it's time for me to share my confession. Been burnt by the flames and I learned my lesson. Took all the pain and dealt without question. Cause no matter what I did or I didn't do, I can never throw shade or put it on you. My choices were my choices, but I made it out, so I gotta say thank you. You think that you could ever stop me now? Gotta keep it moving, I ain't losing, I'm standing on higher ground. So when I say that it is over now, deepest sympathy. Lights out, game tight, game ready. Don't ever bet against me, cause when I say that it's over, it's over, it's over, yeah. Man, I mean that it's over, it's over, it's over, yeah. The game's over. Think you're tough, but I had enough, yeah. Shots fired, man, I call you bluff. I'm in it to win it, what a start, I'm going. No question, when I say it's over, meant that. And I don't talk my game, I live that. I'm on another level, never settle, never have that. Better call the reverend, cause the sermon gonna need that. You think that you could ever stop me now? Gotta keep it moving, I ain't losing, I'm standing on higher ground. So when I say that it is over now, I ain't playing around, cause when I say that it's over, it's over, it's over, yeah. Man, I mean that it's over. It's over, it's over, yeah. The game's over. Lights out, game tight, game ready. You stack the chips against me, my deepest sympathy. Lights out, game tight, game ready. Don't ever bet against me, cause when I say that it's over. Lights out, game tight, game ready. It's over, yeah. Man, I mean that.